Okay, it is 10:33 a.m. on January 4th, 2023, and the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians January meeting is called to order. Roll call attendance, Dale Nyblade present, Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Eileen Pettit. Nope. Michael Searle.
Present.
Terry Brown.
Here.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Deb Bright.
Present.
Also present, we have our Executive Director, Megan Darien, and our Assistant Attorney General, Jean Galvin, on the call. Declarations of conflicts of interest.
Yes, this is Sherry Mays, and I need to recuse myself from item number 5.
Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the December 7th telephonic board meeting.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the board meeting minutes from the telephonic December 7th meeting for 2022.
Michael.
This is Michael, so I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the minutes as written. Any discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote of those that were on that call. Dale Nyblade, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Minutes are accepted as written. Agency Operations Director Report.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, you didn't call for Eileen.
Or Deb.
She didn't answer on the first roll call.
Oh, and Deb.
Eileen.
And Deb.
Eileen? Okay, so Eileen's on. Okay, I didn't think she was on the call. Good. Okay, so now Eileen's on. So we got it. Got everybody. Okay.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Chair. Deb is on the call. I'm not sure Eileen Deb is.
Did Eileen just call up? Deb was absent from the last meeting.
Okay.
So there was only 4 of us that were at the last meeting, if Eileen's not on the call. Eileen is still not on the call, right?
I believe so.
Okay. So the 4 of us that were on the call have...
Can you come here? I want you to read this.
Would whoever's talking mute their phone, please? So let's move on to 4. Director's report, agency operations.
Yes, 68 Arizona licensed opticians out of 906 have not renewed their licenses as of right now. The late renewal period started on January 1st and will end on January 31st. The notice was sent on January 2nd to the licensee who have not renewed yet.
Okay, we'll move to 5A. Sherry has recused from this one, and we're going to look for a report on the initial case review. Michael, you've got something to report to us?
What's the matter?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we are in receipt of an initial or preliminary report from our investigator, Mr. James McClafferty. However, due to the holidays and the complexity of the investigation, he's continuing his investigation and we need more time to gather and determine necessary information to report back to the board. Given that, it would be my recommendation we table this for now.
Do I hear a motion to that effect?
This is Suzanne Coleman. I'd like to make a motion that due to the complex nature of this initial case review, that we continue this to our next board meeting.
Okay, I've got a motion. Do I hear a second? Michael?
This is Michael Searle. I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we push the Arizona Optometric Partners PC case review to next month's agenda, where we will get a more thorough report from our investigator, Mr. McClafferty. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote on this motion. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Okay, we have been approved to move the case review for AA American Optometric Partner PC to the February meeting so we can complete the investigation. 6A, we've got application for reinstatement.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the application for reinstatement for Kevin Peterson.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept this application for reinstatement. Any discussion? We'll do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Deborah.
Eileen Pettit, aye.
Oh, Eileen, welcome.
Yes. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. Okay. Eileen, and now Deb Bright?
Aye.
Application for reinstatement for Kevin Peterson has been unanimously approved. Welcome back, Kevin. Move to 6B, application for establishment licenses.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I'd like to make a motion that we accept the following applications for optical establishments from Costco Wholesale Optical, number 1620 in Queen Creek, Desert Eye Optical, LLC, number 3 in Tucson, and Nationwide Vision Center, number 3407 in Buckeye.
And this is Sherry Mays, and I'll second that motion.
And it's been moved and seconded to accept the applications for establishment licenses from these locations. Any discussion? We'll move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
The applications for optical establishment for those three locations have been approved. That, I believe, is the extent of our agenda. Future meeting dates, first Wednesdays of every month except July for 2023. Future agenda item, we have moved 5A for the future. And I think right now that's the only one. I'm sure there'll be more that will come up.
I have a suggestion. Okay. I have a suggestion for a future agenda item.
Okay.
And that would be to, if we could discuss, possible ways, maybe by committee, to help improve the responses of opticians who have failed to renew at the end of the year. Seems to be an issue that's getting worse.
That is true. I don't know what we can do as a board. I think Megan's doing about as much as she can. She gives them 3 months of advance notice of when they are due, and then a final one to beat the cutoff. I don't know.
Well, I just thought if we could discuss it, we might come up with ways that might improve that, just to support Megan in that.
Right. Let's put it on the agenda. We'll talk it as a board.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't think it falls under any of the committees, per se. But we definitely can discuss it as a board and think about it. Since we've got everybody on, think about what you think we might be able to do, and let's come with some ideas next month. See if we can come up with some things to help improve the response rate. Because I hate for people that don't respond, because then they lose their license. They get to start all over.
Exactly.
And that's a lot of people. I don't understand how they don't understand the gravity, but apparently some people don't. So we'll definitely entertain that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that next month. Call to the public. I want to thank Jim for attending the call. Just appreciate your support. Jim Morris from ABO-NCLE. And I'm sure if he has anything, he'll put himself on the agenda, and we'll look forward to having any discussions he might want to have. Any other questions? Okay, it is 10:43 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Have a safe and happy holiday.
All right, nice talking to you all.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.